This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. A new California law now gives consumers unprecedented protection for their data. Does this potentially establish a privacy template for the rest of the nation? The details, but first, these tech headlines. ZTE replaced its board of directors to satisfy U.S. authorities' demands and secure a deal to save the Chinese telecom giant's stricken business. But a Wall Street Journal review of corporate records found the changes may be less sweeping than they appear. All 14 directors resigned from ZTE's board. The company named 8 new directors as part of an overhaul that includes the firing of dozens of top executives. Speaking of China, Chinese smartphone maker Xiaomi priced a $4.7 billion initial public offering at the bottom of its target range, pulling off one of 2018's largest IPOs despite investor skepticism about its growth prospects. The pricing gives the company a market valuation of around $54 billion. Kroger, not alone in the robot delivery pool. The Wall Street Journal's Heather Haddon says Domino's Pizza and Yum! Brands Pizza Hut are also exploring driverless vehicles. Also, startup Robomart plans to deploy 6 driverless mobile grocery stores in the San Francisco Bay Area this fall. And are you becoming deafened by all the binging, pinging, and dinging going on in your digitally connected home? Good news, you can now hire an acoustical consultant who will come to your house, evaluate your needs, recommend solutions, and help with an installation. The Journal reports that such work can cost up to $20,000 per room and includes tactics such as a special sound-absorbing ceiling plaster, vinyl noise barriers built into walls or ceilings, or noise-reducing ceiling tiles. Coming up, California gets unprecedented data protection. Is the rest of the country soon to follow? This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. So if you live in California, good news, you now have unprecedented data protection. For the tech industry, not as good news, as it now gets some tough restrictions. What happens now for the rest of us? Let's get the latest from Wall Street Journal reporter Mark Vardabedian, joining us on the line from San Francisco. Hey, Mark.
Hi, Tanya. Thanks.
So this is actually, you know, quite a big deal. This law essentially broadens the definition of what personal information is, right? What changes now for consumers?
The law, which was rushed through the legislature and ultimately signed by Jerry Brown on Thursday, it really broadens the definition of what constitutes personal information and gives California consumers the right to prohibit the sale of personal data to third parties and opt out of sharing it altogether, which is a big deal. It gives consumers quite a bit more leverage in terms of what is happening with their data.
Right. Now, we talked a lot about, previous to this, there was Europe's big passing of the General Data Protection Regulation Law. How does this compare to that, which went into effect last month?
Sure. Yeah, there are some similarities between the two. One difference is that the California measure includes more provisions allowing consumers to opt out of data sharing, as opposed to forcing them to opt out to continue before continuing to use online sites. So one, the California bill really places the onus on consumers to request disclosure, while the European law, the GDPR, puts more of the onus on businesses to be more active about providing disclosures to consumers.
And again, this is a California law, but you note that tech companies will likely shift their policies as a result, regardless of, you know, the fact that this is just in California.
Right, yeah. Plenty of people live in California, and so it would be a huge headache for companies to come up with separate policies and carve out policy for one set of consumers versus another. So, yeah, this could likely dictate an entire company's data policy.
Talking more about what happens now, so apparently this isn't good to go until 2020. Obviously, a lot can happen between now and then. Can we expect to see a lot of big tech firms lobbying and pushing back? What do you think happens now?
Yeah, this is expected to be just the beginning. You know, the law, as you said, doesn't go into effect until 2020. So there is going to be a lot of lobbying by the the large tech companies, and also just the broader business community in California. You know, it's not just technology companies that are implicated in this, but really all businesses these days use data to some extent. So a lot of non-tech companies are also grumbling about this and will likely try to lobby for concessions.
Now that the dust has settled a little, where does the tech industry stand? You know, how does it see the passing of this bill in general? I know it's sort of been inevitable and it's been seen as coming, but, you know, there's always been a back and forth between tech and DC. What's the general sentiment been like? Any words of pushback, support, or otherwise from big tech?
Yeah, there was a more strict proposal initiative that tech companies really didn't want. And so they viewed this as the lesser of two evils. And now as the dust settled, there has been some, you know, grumblings from tech companies that this was rushed through without, they weren't given the proper, you know, seat at the table in terms of helping draft it. And so, yeah, it's safe to say that tech companies didn't want legislation on this period. But when compared with the other initiative that was going to go before voters in November, they would prefer this.
All right, we'll see where this goes. Mark, thanks so much for the time.
All right, thanks, Tanya.
For more on the story, head to WSJ.com. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.